Ο Σίγουρσον segir fetið. Cecilia Silo, menningarmálaráðherra Svíþjóðar, hefur sagt af sér embætti í kjölfar þess að uppkomst að hún hefur ekki greitt afnotagjöld af sænska ríkissjónvarpinu í 16 ár og fyrir að hafa ekki gefið upp greiðslur til heimilishjálpar. Þetta tilkynnti hún með yfirlýsingu í morgun. Það segir einnig að ákvörðunin sé tekin vegna þess skaða sem málið hafi þegar valdið þegar ríkisstjórninni en Silo hefur þegar verið kærð til lögreglu fyrir athæfið. Silo er annar ráðherrann í nýri ríkisstjórn Friðriks Reinfeldts sem segir af sér á tveimur dögum en í fyrradag sagði María Borelius viðskiptaráðherra af sér vegna svipaðra saka. Fyrsta flugvél flugfélags Íslands sem ætlar að halda upp í áætlunarflugi á milli Vestmannaeyja og Reykjavíkur næstu níu mánuðina samkvæmt samningi við ríkið lenti í Eyjum níuleytið í morgun. Fluginu verður haldið uppi með DAS 8 og Fokker vélum. Það verður nú boðið út á evrópska efnahagssvæðinu samkvæmt reglum ríkisstyrktar samgöngur þannig að annað félag kann að taka við eftir níu mánuðina. Nær öllum mjólkur iðnaði í landinu verður miðstýrt af einni stjórn ef hugmyndir að mjólkursamsalan í Reykjavík, norður mjólk af Akureyri og mjólkursamlag kaupfélags Skagfirðinga stofni með sér rekstrarfélag en ná fram að ganga. Hugmyndin verður kynnt starfsmönnum fyrirtækjana í vikunni. Ekki þarf að bera sameininguna undir samkeppnis eftirlitið ef til kemur því mjólkur iðnaðurinn er undan þegin samkeppnislögum. Eftirlitið beindi því eindregið til landbúnaðar ráðherra í síðustu viku að því breytt, en ráðherra þarf ekki gera það. Heildarafli íslenskra fiskiskipa hefur dregist saman rúm 6% af árinu. Miðað við samantekni fyrravæntanlega. Heildaraflinn var tæplega 7% meiri í september nú en í september í fyrra. Aflinn nam tæpum 87.000 tonnum í september samanborið við tæp 65 í september í fyrra. Þorskafli dróst saman í september rúm 400 tonn og ísur aflinn 500 tonn og karfaaflinn jókst hins vegar rúm 600 tonn. Óttast var afdrif þriggja rjúpna skitna í jafnmörgum landsfjörðungum í gær og voru björgunarsveitir kallaðar út í öllum tilvikum. Ein skittan fannst ekki fyrir klukkan 10 í gærkvöld í Bitrufirði. Einar fundust fyrr önnur í Víðadal og hinn kom fram á Lyngdalsheiði. Allar voru skýtturnar heilar á húfi en ekki fara sögur af veiðiskap þeirra. Rjúpna veiði tímabili hófst í gær og eftir því sem fréttastofan kemst næst var veiðin þokkalega góð þar sem á annað borð viðraði til veiðar. Einstu munaði að slys hlýtust af því að þrjú hross sluppu út úr girðingu og tóku á rásætti Suðurlandsvegi undir Ingólfsfjalli í gærkvöld. Þar var nokkur umferð og óku flestir með lágu ljósin þannig að ökumenn sá ekki langt fram fyrir sig. Lögregla skarst í leikinn og kom hrossinum út af veginum. Aðeins klukkustund og áður hafði bíl verið ekið á hross á Eyrarbakkavegi með þeim afleiðingum að hrossi drást og bíllinn stórskemmdist en ökumaðurinn sem var einnig bílum slapp ómeiddur. Fleiri ekki fréttum að sinni fréttir verða næst. Klukkan 11.
Stendur. Þetta er Sigurður G. Tómasson, klukkan farin að ganga 11 og kominn gestur til mín í hljóðstofu útvart sögu og hann hefur reyndar verið áður í viðtalið við mig en þá í gegnum síma frá Japan. Hann heitir Robert James Fisher, örnafni Bobby Fisher, einn af nýju Íslendingunum okkar. Það reyndar gegn nú ekki átaka laust að fá íslensk yfirvöld til þess að veita honum ríkisborgararétt en tókst á endanum. Mr. Fisher, it's nice to have you with us here.
Yeah, hi.
And I hope you are having a good time or in Iceland. I sometimes hear news from you, a little personal news, because I have, we have a common friends. But we have a, there is a special, this is a special occasion, this interview. I would like to ask you straight about your business with a Swiss bank, the UBS. In this interview I have to translate a little bit as we go along. And I would like to ask you, is it true that this bank wrote you a letter and terminated the business they had with you? You had an account in the bank and a lot of money, and they just asked for information from you where to transfer the money because they were closing your account. And do you know why they did this?
No, they're refusing to say why.
They gave no reason.
No reason, no. They just say it's their right. They don't have to explain. Just get out.
Ég spurði Bobby Fisher það hvort það veri rétt að svissneskur banki, UBS heitir hann, það standi fyrir Union Bank of Switzerland, eitthvað þess áttar. Hann tilkynnti Bobby Fisher skyndilega og neitar að gefa upp ástæðu, segir Bobby, fyrir því að reikningum hans er lokað og þeir báðu að hann segði þeim hvert þeir ætti að flytja teiningana. Það sem sagt, þeir hafa ekki gefið neina skýringu og segja að þeir þurfi ekki að gera það. But Mr. Fisher, they don't give any reason for this termination, but do you know if they have done this to anybody else?
Yeah, I don't know about that. All they say is that they're closing it under Article number 13 of their general conditions, in which they say gives them the right to do this. But then when you go over to Article 13 of their general conditions, it doesn't give them that right.
No, it doesn't.
Have you seen, have you read it?
Yes.
Yeah. This Article 13 talks about bank loans. I haven't taken out any bank loans with UBS. And also, well, I can read it, but it's not applicable to...
Ég verð að þýða þetta fyrir íslenska hlustendur. Það sem sagt, þeir vísuðu í grein 13 í samþykktum bankans, en eins og Bobby spurði mig hvort ég hefði lesið þetta, þá hefði gert það, og í greininni er fjallað þá sem hafa tekið fé að láni hjá bankanum og stríka ákvæði gjaldfellingu lána og uppsögn samninga sem að eru í bingum það er alþekkt úr bönkum, en ég hef aldrei vita til þess að bankar segðu upp einhverjum því sem það þeir kalla samningi hjá fólki sem á peninga inni í bönkunum, og þetta staðfesti Bobby og sem sagt ég gat ekki lesið betur, but you try to get more explanation from the bank. How did you proceed? Did you have any result?
Yeah, well, I got a lawyer here, and then he tried to get it, and then I have another lawyer here, Logos, he tried to get it, and they just refused to give any reason, any explanation. They say they don't have to.
But they have a special ombudsman in
Right. That ombudsman is a complete phony. Because if you will read, if you go to the internet, you go to the website of the ombudsman, this is http://www.bankingombudsman.ch. Anyway, it's, if you go to the file on the internet, that's fisher.jp, you can get the address of the ombudsman and print out their literature. But they admit in their own literature that they're in the pay of the
of the banks.
They're in the pay of the Swiss Bankers Association, so it's a joke. Mm-hmm. They're being paid by an association that UBS is a member of, mm-hmm. and probably the most prominent member of.
Mm-hmm.
So they have no business calling themselves an ombudsman.
Ég spurði Bobby Fischer hvort hann hefði leitað eftir skýringum og hann segir það og hann fær engar frekari skýringar. Hann hefur fengið tvo íslenska lögmenn í lið með sér, lögmann og eina lögmannsstofu og þeir hafa ekki haft erindi sem erfiði. Ég spurði líka hvort að það væri ekki starfandi umboðsmaður eða eftirlitsmaður með svissneska bankakerfinu og hann sagði það jú vera og vísaði á heimasíðu hans en sá væri launaður af samtökum banka í Sviss og þess vegna væri þetta í raun og veru tómt plat. But you must have on your own some ideas who is behind this. Who's
oh, yeah, yes. There's no question that the Jew-controlled United States is behind this. That's obvious. You know, when I talked on the phone to this Mr. Rigoni of UBS, when he told me on the phone that they're closing my account, he said that, you know, we're under enormous pressure.
He told me so.
Yeah, he didn't explain where the pressure was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But you have some friends.
Yeah, it's obviously the U.S., the Jew-controlled U.S. For example, I was just reading, this is in the current issue of Newsweek, October 16th, 2006, talks about this situation with North Korea. It says the financial sanctions are very severe. The United States has, in effect, asked all banks in the world not to deal with North Korea or to handle any transactions involving the country.
You see? So, are you saying, Mr. Fischer, that you are in the same category as an enemy of the state, as North Korea?
Yeah, of course, of course. Well, they already, they've robbed all my belongings in the U.S., the biggest robbery in the history of the United States. The U.S. government, Bob Ellsworth, and the Beacon's Moving and Storage Company in Pasadena, California, robbed all of my belongings in storage, my cash valuables and other belongings in storage. It took me over 30 years to save up all the stuff, and they just stole it down to the last scrap of paper. The stuff is worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and even billions of dollars.
And they sold this on...
No, they stole it.
They stole it and sold it on an auction.
What they did with it, I don't know. You can't trust what the press says.
Well, you see, on the
internet... They sold it. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. And have you had any other indications that you are still regarded as an enemy of the United States of America?
Well, I was kidnapped in Japan for 9 months, dragged near a leaking nuclear power plant.
Mm-hmm. Kept there in isolation.
Yeah, yeah, for 9 months in a prison there. Mm-hmm. And the air is radioactive there, the land is radioactive. I was even told by another prisoner that about a year earlier they had closed down the water in the prison for some time. Because the water was radioactive.
It was contaminated.
Yeah, from this accident that happened. This is in Tokai City, Tokaimura Nuclear Power Plant. They had a massive nuclear accident in 1999. Three people in the plant died, and about 630 people in the town got irradiated.
Mm-hmm.
They may be dying.
Was close to this location.
Yes, yes, it's very close. It's about, I think, 60 kilometers or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Back to the money again. They even...
And I asked the prison to transfer me to another prison to get away from this nuclear radiation. They refused.
Mm-hmm.
Very vicious. This was obviously a part of the conspiracy to harm my health and to kill me.
Mm-hmm. But back to the money, the UBS in Switzerland, they tried to send the money to the Icelandic Landsbankin. They had found out from your own transactions,
right.
Of course, that you had the bank account in Landsbankin. And
right.
they tried to send the money there.
They sent the money and also they liquidated my asset there. I had like... I think the equity fund, and also mm-hmm. I had several hundred thousand Swiss francs worth of gold platinum, and silver, metals, precious mm-hmm. metals.
And they said
they sold all of that
mm-hmm.
without my permission, and then they sent the proceeds along with my other assets from the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely criminal, because I had saved up. See, I'd gotten these medals and gold coins and all this over 10 years ago, and I'd just been sitting on it,
mm-hmm.
waiting for the price to go up.
Mm-hmm.
And when you sit on these medals, you lose money
mm-hmm.
because you don't get any interest, plus you have to pay storage fees.
Mm-hmm.
So now the price started to go up at about that time, and they sold it. And since then, it's gone up much more.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I've lost several hundred thousand dollars of Swiss francs just on that part of their actions alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely criminal behavior, and they know it, you know.
What have you been doing now for the last weeks or months against these actions of the bank?
Well, I have a lawyer. This is Logos.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're a legal firm here,
mm-hmm.
and they've been in correspondence with them, and we've been trying to get there something called the special regulations that govern these savings accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been trying to get them since February from UBS, but they keep stalling, and they're not sending the genuine regulations. As you can read it all in the file. I have a. You go to fisher.jp, and that's on the first page, and then you click on to this 109-page file,
mm-hmm.
Fisher UBS file.
Það er Bobbi er að vísa á heimasíðuna sína fisher.jp og þar eru öll gögnin þetta þessi samskipti hans við þennan banka í Sviss en bankinn sendi peningana hingað í Landsbankan og að kröfu þessi svo er þessi hann sendi tilbaka þannig að nú stendur hann í því að reyna að ná svona fá bankan til þess að skýra þetta og reyndar telur hann að bankinn hafi valdi sér mjög miklu tjóni, peningalegu tjóni því hann átti gull og silfur og platinu þarna í geymslu og eins og hann sagði þá kostar það að geyma það og þess vegna er ástæðan fyrir því hann geymir það er svo að hann er að bíða eftir að verði það ekki nú eftir að bankinn seldi þetta að honum forspurðum eða gegn vilja hans þá hefur verði það ekki þannig hann segir að á því einu til dæmis hafa hann tapað umtalsverðu fé en hann sagði líka frá því hérna svo ég tólki aðeins eða segja aðeins meira frá því sem Bobbi Fissi sagði að annar bankastjórum UBS í Sviss hefði sagt sér í símtali að hann væri beittur þrýstingi þó hann hefði ekki upplýst hvaðan þrýstingurinn kæmi en Bobbi er sjálfur ekki neinum vafa þetta það eru þetta bandaríkin sem að standa á bakveg þetta Bobbi, the money you had in your account in UBS, was it what you got, for example, some of the money you got in Yugoslavia in the tournament?
It was just from that. It was the money
just
I
from
got from Yugoslavia
that
in 1992.
That has never been a secret. You have never been secretive about that.
No.
Yeah. Because you thought, that's what they officially say you have done against the United States. To take against the sanctions that were against the former Yugoslavia, you played chess there. But they have broken the sanctions themselves, haven't they?
Who's they?
The officials of the United States of America. I think you have talked about on your homepage about the selling of arms, or I saw that.
Oh, I think Garger said something about that. Yeah. What is your name?
My name is Sigurður Tómasson.
Is it Sigurður you call it? Was it
Sigurður?
Sigurður is your first name?
Yes.
Okay, Sigurður. Yeah. Well, the point is, I cannot allow UBS to. Just kicked me out of their bank without any reason or anything.
You have to get an explanation.
Yeah, because it sets a very dangerous precedent. supposing I want to open up an account in Luxembourg or Hong Kong,
mm-hmm.
or the Cayman Islands, wherever, right?
Mm-hmm.